Today's Bible reading is from Luke chapter 10, verse 38 to 42. As Jesus and his disciples were on their way, he came into a village where a woman named Martha opened her home to him. She had a sister called Mary who sat at the Lord's feet, listening to what he said. But Martha was distracted by all the preparations that had to be made. She came to him and asked, "Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do the work by myself? Tell her to help me." "Martha, Martha," the Lord answered, "you are worried and upset about many things, but only one thing is needed. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her."
Let's pray before we look at God's word. Father, we thank you that you have spoken clearly. Help us to listen to you. We ask for soft hearts. We ask for teachable hearts. And we ask, Lord, for your spirit to speak to us and to enable us to listen and to respond. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Do we have the, so this is the longer version of the shorter title. I think this captures it better because sometimes the shorter title can be a bit misleading. So the point of this passage is that spending time listening to Jesus is really important. Spending time listening to Jesus is really important. It's even more important than serving Jesus. So let me give you a bit of how the story plays out. So we've got a story where Jesus is coming, is on his way to Jerusalem, and on the way to Jerusalem, he stops by in a place called Bethany. And Bethany is the place where the two sisters live, Mary and Martha. And Martha's a really active person. She's a really hospitable person. She's a really welcoming person. Martha wouldn't be a person who sits still. She's a doer. She's a person who gets up, a woman of action, and she's got her heart in the right place. So she's the one who opens her home to Jesus and his disciples to come into their home, to be cared for, to provide meals for them, and to take care of them. So it's a big job, and Martha is there saying, "Come, Jesus, come with your disciples. You're welcome into my home." We don't know how many disciples. It could be the 12 who's with Jesus. So that's a lot of food, isn't it? Imagine if someone came to your house on Saturday for a meal and brought his friends. And you have to provide, I don't know how good you are at cooking, cutting, cleaning, chopping, sweeping, mopping. There's a lot involved when you, if you've had people stay at your home, you've hosted people and family stay with you, it's really nice, but there's a lot of work involved, isn't it? Lunch is over, then you're preparing the next meal. Like there's always a lot of work involved when you're hospitable, when you're welcoming. So this is what Martha has signed up for when she invites Jesus. She's got a good heart. She's very welcoming. She's bringing them into her home. And Martha, being the active, thoughtful person, probably is writing a list. Okay, these are the disciples. What are their food preferences? Any one with allergy? Maybe those times they didn't know about allergy. But anyway, what kind of food that they like? Gluten-free, dairy, tolerant, intolerant, maybe unleavened bread, some hummus. This guy is a big guy. Peter's very active. He might need a second serve. So she's thinking, she's planning, she's hospitable, she's invited them in. She's got to organize everything. Okay, lunch is sorted, then dinner, next meal. She's got to plan who's going to go to the shops and buy all these extra ingredients. So she's doing all those things. And as she's doing all these things, like all of us, we get overwhelmed, isn't it? We get overwhelmed when there's so much to do, when we are busy with lots to do. So she's overwhelmed and she thinks, okay, I need help. And she thinks, where's this sister of mine? Here I'm doing all the work. Where's this sister of mine? Where's Mary? Ah, that girl. She's just sitting at the feet of Jesus. What's wrong with this girl? Can't she be more thoughtful? Can't she come into the kitchen and help me? She's left me all alone to do all the work. And Jesus, I thought he's supposed to be really compassionate and gentle and caring. Jesus is letting Mary sit at his feet and not telling Mary to come and help me. So even there's something wrong with Jesus as well. So what happens? Martha goes to speak to Jesus. And Martha says this to Jesus, Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do the work by myself? Tell her to come and help me. Now, if you were Jesus, what would you say? If I was Jesus, I'd say, that's a reasonable request. She's doing all the work. Mary, go and help your sister in the kitchen. That's what I would have said, but I'm not Jesus. Okay. What would you have said? Listen to what Jesus says in verse 41. Jesus says this, Martha, Martha, you are worried and upset about many things, but few things are needed, or indeed only one. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her. It's very surprising, I think, what Jesus says. Jesus is saying, life is busy. Life is busy. There's lots to do. It's always hectic. There's a lot of demands on our time. But there is one thing we must not neglect. There is one thing that is really, really important. And it is spending time listening to Jesus' teaching. Listening to Jesus is so important that Jesus won't tell Mary to get up and go and help her sister. Jesus won't say, get up and go and serve me, because listening to him is more important than serving him. In fact, Jesus says, Mary has made a wise choice. She has chosen wisely, and I'm not going to take it away from her. So this passage teaches us about priorities. Listening to Jesus is a higher priority than even serving him. Even serving him. That's the wise choice. So how about us? How do we apply that? So Jesus is not with us physically. How do we listen to Jesus? How do we sit at his feet and pay close attention? It's interesting that it's noted that Mary sat at the feet of Jesus. It's like conveying that she was up close. She was attentive to Jesus' teaching. For us, Jesus' teaching is recorded in the Bible. And Jesus is God, the Son of God. So it's not just the letters in red, if your Bible has red letters for Jesus' teaching, is all of God's Word that we can listen to. So there are three ways that I can suggest. One is reading the Bible daily, regularly, in your quiet time or your daily devotion. That's one way we can listen to Jesus. Two, listening to sermons that explain the teachings in the Bible. And well done, you all are here this morning. You are listening to Jesus' teaching. You are listening to God's Word. So that's the second way. But we need to listen attentively. We've got to have our mind switched on and not switched off. Three, you could attend a group that is studying the Bible. And so then you are listening to Jesus as you read his words, as you discuss what it means. So joining a small Bible study group. Okay, so that's what it means for us. So the message is so simple, isn't it? But let's ask the question, why is listening to Jesus so important? If we can have the next slide. It's because we are sinners. It's because we are sinners, and sin affects every area of our lives. We don't think straight. We don't live right. And we don't even know that we don't think straight and we don't live right. So that's part of our fallenness. We are blind to our own faults. And so we need God's word to shed light into our darkness, to help us see things as they really are. God's word is truth. And so the truth, as we listen to Jesus, the truth sets us free from our bondage, sets us free from our slavery. So we listen to God's word, not because we are doing God a favor or it's good for God. We listen to God's word because it's good for us. It sets us free. How can we apply this passage? I thought today I'll tell you how can I apply this passage, and then you can think for yourselves. So I think life is busy. There's lots to do. Full-time ministry is busy as well. There's meetings to attend. There's emails to respond to. There's teaching, sermons to prepare, things to organize. There's ad hoc requests. Life is busy, isn't it? There's lots to do. I'm sure it's not just when you're at work or at school. When you get home, your mom might say, empty the dishwasher, wash the cups, sweep, mop. I find that it's so frustrating that every day we empty the dishwasher, and then the next day we empty the dishwasher, and then the next day we empty the dishwasher. When will it end? It won't end. Okay. So life is busy, isn't it? There's just so much to do. It's just so many responsibilities, so many things you need to do. So for me, listening to Jesus means that I need to go to bed at a reasonable time so I can actually wake up when the alarm clock rings. And so I can spend time reading God's word and praying. So that's one way. Two, in my weekly schedule, I've got to make sure that I prioritize and I carve out my mornings. I've carved out mornings in which I do my sermon preparation. So I put it in as something important while I'm fresh, and it's something in my weekly routine. So I've got to guard that time so that I'm not running around and there's so many things that I make sure that this time is set aside to do that. And the third thing it means is making changes. I mean, how many sermons have we all listened to? If you come to church every Sunday, you're always listening. If you're attending Bible studies, you're always listening. But do we respond to God's word? And I think we all, if we are honest, it's so much easier to just hear words and then leave the place and not do anything about it. But listen to what God's word says. Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourself. I mean, that's a bit of a uncomfortable statement, isn't it? That means if we just listen, we are actually deceiving ourselves. That means we think we are okay, but actually we remain the same person before and after because we don't do what God's word says. And that is deception, because you think that you have listened, but you haven't really listened because you haven't put it to practice. And so I struggle with that, and I'm sure all of us struggle with the same thing. So the challenge is to make changes, to do what it says. Verse 23, anyone who listens to the word but does not do what it says is like someone who looks at his face in a mirror and after looking at himself, goes away and immediately forgets what he looks like. So we don't want to be just listening and then letting it go in one year and go out the other year and then remaining the same people we came in. Like, we want the benefit of God's word. It says in verse 25, but whoever looks intently into the perfect law that gives freedom and continues in it, not forgetting what they have heard, but doing it, they will be blessed in what they do. So the blessing is not merely in hearing words, but it is in actually making changes. It is actually in responding as the Holy Spirit prompts you or touches something in your heart and says, this is an area to respond. So we are blessed, and it's also that we walk in freedom. Like earlier, the picture was a person who was hands were tied. That's what we are like. We are blind, we are deaf, we are in bondage. And God in His kindness gives us His word to set us free. But it's not just words that we come in here and don't respond to. It's words that we walk in freedom when we respond to it. The blessing comes as we obey God's word. The blessing comes as we put it into practice in our lives. So I cheat myself when I listen to God's word but don't make any changes. But when I do respond, then I'm free from the sin that enslaves me. But sometimes it's hard, isn't it? Isn't it hard? It's much easier just to listen with one ear and let it go out there. That's easy. The heart, but if God tells us to do something and we struggle with, how do we respond? What do we do? So for me, in the last year or so, God has been prompting me to share my faith. And I find it really hard. I'm not the most bold person. I'm more a person who doesn't like any conflict, don't want any confrontation. So it's really hard for me to share my faith. And it's easy for me to then put this in the too hard basket and not respond. But recently I've been thinking that, you know, if God's word is good, that means God wants to change me. So sharing my faith is not just for the benefit of the other person, it's actually for my benefit. So as I share my faith, I'm becoming more courageous. I'm thinking less about what that person thinks and what God thinks, pleasing God. So it's whenever we listen to God's word and respond, it's actually good for us. So I want to share this as my struggle, because when we hear something in God's word that we can't do, it's easy to put it in a too hard basket and then just ignore it. But what God wants us to do is to do it, but we don't have the strength to do it. So how do we get our strength? We share it with our brothers and sisters. We ask other people to pray for us. Say that, I can't do it. You know what I'm like. I've tried. I can't. I don't even have the desire. I lack the motivation. Oh, it's just too hard. What we do is tell other people about it, and then they can pray for you. So I'm telling you all this, that you can pray for me. Pray that God will give me courage to share my faith. Pray that I will not be silent when opportunities come up, that I will say something, that I won't be a Bible basher. I don't think I'm in that category, but I would speak up when it is good and loving and the right thing to do, that I will not hesitate. So pray for me. I need your prayers that God will give me courage to speak. Okay, so that's what we do. We want to put God's word into practice. That's the sermon for today. So how about spend a moment thinking about what is God saying to you that you need to listen to and respond. The blessing and the freedom comes from making changes. And in a minute, I'll get Karen to come up and lead us in a song. We thank you that you speak clearly, that spending time listening to you is really important. Father, we don't want to be deceived. We want to be blessed by making changes and doing what your word says. We pray that we would have soft hearts to know what you're saying, and we pray for your strength to grow and to do what it says, Lord. Father, please help us for those who are struggling to know how to respond to you. We pray for those who need encouragement and prayer support, that you would make us comfortable to share this with others, that they can pray for us and encourage us in this area. Lord, for those who need wisdom and to know how to go about obeying what you are saying, we pray that you would lead them to people that they can talk to about this, or as they read your word, that you would speak to them and show them exactly how to go about it. We pray for those who are struggling to find time to spend with your word, that you would help them to make it a priority. We pray for those who lack any desire to even open the Bible. We pray, Lord, that you would show them that your word sets us free, that your word is good for us, and give them the desire, Lord. Put in us the desire to desire reading your word and getting to know you. So we pray and we ask all this, Lord, because we cannot do it in our strength. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.